talking with State FFA President Amy Peel. Amy, let's talk a little bit about National FFA Convention, Indianapolis again this year. Your second time to go as a state officer. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited to be a part of the committee process again, and it's a really it shows a different side of National Convention that I didn't see before as just an FFA member.
Tell me about the first time you went to National Convention.
Well, the first time was when I was just a freshman in high school. I won our local Cree contest, so I got the opportunity to go, and it was an amazing experience for me. It was when it was still in Louisville, Kentucky, and just being able to see about 50,000 FFA jackets flood one center area, truly overwhelming. And that's when I fell in love with the FFA.
Now, tell me a little bit about your process through FFA. Tell me how you got involved and how you've ended up a state president.
I come from a huge ag background. My sister and namesake are actually former Southeast District Vice Presidents before me, and I come from a family of ag teachers. I'll be the 10th ag teacher in my family, and so FFA and ag in general has always been a part of my life. But some of the things that I did in the FFA was I started off showing when I was 5 years old, and I showed for 14 years, showed swine, and I was really involved in public speaking. That's where I got my huge passion and where I was highly successful on a state level throughout the FFA, and I was also a land judger and livestock judger, and I just truly fell in love with the organization and all that it offers.
Now, you're what, OSU this year, right?
Yes, I'm a sophomore at Oklahoma State, and I'm majoring in agriculture education.
Okay. So, as you look over your six-year career now with FFA, what do you feel it's done for you as you've reached this point of your life?
It's impacted all my even mannerisms of who I am today. Every thought process that goes through my mind, I think about how it can affect Oklahoma agriculture, and the professionalism that you gain through the FFA is things that something no one will ever take from you. The responsibility of getting up at 5 o'clock every morning in high school is kind of rare. You don't see that very much anymore. And also the talent I gained through public speaking and experience of that, of being able to speak in front of thousands of people, and the opportunity to travel and gain networking throughout the state of Oklahoma and the nation just through the opportunities of being an FFA member and a state officer.
One last question. Last year you were there at the national meeting as a state officer, had a lot of success last year as far as proficiency award finalists and ones that actually won. Of course, we saw Layla Hodgie named as national officer, one of the national vice presidents. As you think about that, and you think about all the good things that have already happened for Oklahoma FFA this year as we get ready to go to Indianapolis, what are your hopes as far as, in other words, are you excited about the prospects of maybe Oklahoma doing very well again this year?
It's an overwhelming thought process going through my mind as being a state officer the last 2 years, and yet again we are outdoing ourselves as on every event of being able to show the nation of how professional Oklahoma is and how our standards are set higher, and it's really cool to be on the different side of it. I'm more the cheerleader in the stands rather than being the one that's in the front of the crowd of doing stuff that I do on a state level and seeing how successful our members are. So I'm really excited. One of my old teammates is a national officer candidate this year. I hope to see his success as well, and seeing the proficiency awards and people that I've had in small groups at alumni camp, and I'm really proud of him.
Okay. Great. Super.